We're being joined by Heidi Reams, naturalist for Floyd County Conservation on the Conservation Connection. Good morning, Heidi.
Good morning, Chris.
Well, it's 38 degrees. Our snow is dwindling here in Floyd County. And I'm all about spring. I'm all about the nice weather. You constantly remind me that you have plenty of activities to do in the wintertime that involve snow that you haven't been able to do as of yet due to, Mother Nature not cooperating. And unfortunately, with spring 34 days away, and the weather actually not looking too bad when it comes to spring weather anyway, what's the latest on the events? Are you still hoping for some snow yet? We still have a chance, obviously.
I'm still holding out hope. Historically, the week of girls' state basketball, we get a nice snowstorm.
Oh, yeah, almost every single year, too.
Yeah. Right, and it's been that way since like I was in high school, so I'm holding out hope. I have not put the skis away yet.
That's good. That's very good. Of course, today's high I think is going to be in the mid 40s, but then we dip down into the 30s and even the 20s coming up on Thursday. Now we could get some snow accumulation on Thursday. It really all depends on the storm track. Right now, it's taken a southerly track across central and southern Iowa, which means less snowfall for us. But if that track just moves just a little bit further north, we could be talking 1 to as much as 4 inches of snow. So it really is.
That would be awesome.
Well, for some, anyway.
For some, correct.
So speaking of spring, is there any spring activities on the horizon?
Well, the reason I enjoy the winter so much is it kind of gives me a break from all of the regular spring activities. We have tons of field trip reservations that are starting to come in from area schools.
Oh, I'm sure.
And we are looking to open the Fossil and Prairie Center again in May. But before that, we have our kind of annual training and refresher. And we are always looking for other individuals that may want to join us to be a volunteer here at the center.
Nice. What do volunteers do?
So the center is open from 1 to 4 daily from Memorial Day through Labor Day. And so basically what you do is unlock the doors and turn on the lights, so to speak, and then welcome any visitors that come in. During our training, we will give you some of the information to answer some of the easier questions. We don't expect you to be experts, so you can feel free to say, I don't know, or leave staff a message about it. But it's a great way to meet the different people that are visiting our area and be able to showcase not only what we have here, but what we have in Floyd County.
Perfect. So is there an easy way to get signed up for that on the website, or do you just call?
If you're interested, just give us a call at the Fossil and Prairie Center. And like I said, the work days, so to speak, are from 1 to 4. And Amy, our office assistant, does the scheduling. And so volunteers can pick whatever day works best for them, however many times a month they would like to. Our training right now is scheduled for April 17th, and that will be at 10 o'clock here at the Fossil and Prairie Center. So if anyone has any questions, they could give me a call, talk to either me or Amy, and we can answer anything, and we'd love to see them be able to help us out.
Awesome for that. Now, speaking of training, there's going to be a hunter education course that is quickly approaching, I believe, next month already?
Yes, we'll be having our spring Hunter's Ed course on March 25th. And when I checked the Iowa DNR website yesterday, we only have 5 spots left.
Oh, wow.
Of the registration. So if you have a 11 or 12-year-old that would like to take Hunter's Ed, you can register on the Iowa DNR website. And if we do fill up, I would highly suggest putting your name on the waiting list, and that system will handle that. Because we do have some people that cancel, and if you're on the waiting list, we can just move you in.
You bet. Of course, how to get signed up for that? Online?
Yes, online at the Iowa DNR website under Hunter's Education.
Okay, perfect.
Would be the spot for that.
Now we are speaking with naturalist Heidi Reams. Sorry. What were you going to say?
No, that's okay. And then, you know, because of the spring weather and you making all the snow disappear.
I love taking blame for that one.
I know. You like how I blame you? Now is a great time to get back outside if you did not like the colder temperatures. And a lot of people are getting out now to look for shed antlers.
Oh.
The deer are starting to drop those, and people like to collect them for either decorative purposes or to have them as dog chew toys or just an excuse to get out and kind of explore. So it's a good time to do that.
Definitely. So let's go ahead and talk about contact information. I know you have a couple of different websites, but you want to talk about those and phone number?
Sure. You can find out about any of our upcoming events or happenings on the Floyd County website, which is floydcoia.gov. We also have the Fossil and Prairie Center at fossilcenter.com. And on social media at the Floyd County Conservation on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
All right. Very good. Thank you very much, Heidi, for joining us as always. And just another reminder, 34 days till spring.
All right. I will. I'll be the first one out there to get a sunburn when that happens.
Surprised you haven't hung up on me yet, honestly. Well, thank you very much, Heidi, for joining us. And hopefully we get some snow on Thursday.
Just a little bit, Chris.
Just a little bit.